What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of A Proper Dose with Nick Santora. Here we are, episode 14. We're doing another live stream on Instagram right now. The pre-show, pre-game was pretty fun this tonight. Right, honey?
Yeah, someone mistaked. Oh my god, mistaked. That's not a word.
All right, as you can tell, Brittany's a little loose. She had a couple drinks.
Someone mistaken. Wait.
Holy shit. We just started. Like, come on.
Wait, what is it? Someone
has mistaken.
Someone has mistaken that my drink was PG pre-workout by Steel Supplements.
Use the code BritBroad10. Save 10% off your next order of Steel Supplements.
Oh my god, what did I say? I said mistake. Someone mistake.
Mistook. Is that even a word? Anyways. Well, we were kind of, before the show tonight, we were just kind of farting around. Hopefully, like, people would provide us with some topics and some things to talk about tonight. Sadly, it's either been a rehash topic or nothing of interest, really.
I mean, someone said dating, but I feel like we can't really relate to that. And I would get mad talking about it.
Like, what do they mean, like, dating now during COVID? Because that's got to be fucking weird.
Yeah, right? I feel bad for people dating now because it's like you have to meet on an app. Like before you had the option of like, all right, maybe I'll meet someone in person. I don't really have to use the app. But now it's like you definitely have to use the app because what person's going to be comfortable going on a date? I mean, unless they're Republican.
You know what? I think dating is at. Oh, my God. I think dating's a good topic, actually.
Am I too loose already?
No, we're good. We're good. This is exactly how it needs to be. I think, at least when it comes to dating, it started getting weird, like, for our generation now. Like, I'm coming up on 30 in a couple days.
Oh, that's so weird. My babe is 30.
I know. I'm an old man.
My sigh that came with that.
No, but for real, like, when we were younger, like, social media was never a thing.
No.
And, like, there was no such thing as Facebook, MySpace, probably.
I mean, MySpace was, I think, like in middle school for me.
For you. I was in high school when MySpace was around.
Oh, that's so weird.
And it was just like different times. Like, yeah, like you learn about you know what? Let me back up because I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let me ask you first, honey. How did you like learn to date? Like, what was your.
I don't know. Like, I was feeling things like early on. Like I had my first crush in like kindergarten, literally.
That's your first crush.
No, I know. But like I dated someone literally in like fifth grade or third grade.
So I used to watch.
And like, I don't know what happened. I think I literally just went up to them and I was like, I like you.
I used to watch romantic comedies, like even as a kid. And I'm like, okay, so this is how you like court a woman. So that's
how
I
you
would
learned
do.
In yeah. movies?
Yep, from movies.
See, I don't know how I learned.
But
I just like knew.
When we got older, like the internet started playing a role. Like, yeah, you talk to the girl you like on AOL Instant Messenger until your mom picked up the phone and kicked you off.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I remember I dated someone in middle school, or actually this was even high school. And I forget who did it once. It probably was my asshole brother or something. But I was on the phone with my boyfriend at the time. This is like when I was a freshman in high school. And we're talking on like, you know, like the landline. And all of a sudden I hear like the heavy breathing. And it's neither of us. So I'm like, who just picked up the phone and is heavy breathing? Like people could like mess with you like that. Or like they got on the phone and they were like, get off. And you're like in the middle of a conversation.
Not going to lie. When I was in school, they used to give out books. Like little booklets that had your classmates' phone numbers in it.
Yeah.
Like their landlines. And I remember I would call and I'm like, can I speak to so-and-so? And they're like, who the fuck is this?
I miss landlines. I feel like that was like, I miss that.
Yeah. No, my mom.
It was kind of lively though. Like, I don't know.
No, I'm happy the landlines.
But you know what was weird about landlines is the voice messages. Like, anyone that was in the house could hear someone leave a message.
Yeah, that's
or like
that's
if they were pissed off, like everyone could hear, they'd be like, "You motherfucker!" Like
well, nowadays, it's like you know, kids don't even want to talk on the phone. They're content to texting.
I can't imagine growing up in this age.
But like
our generation was like the last generation, I feel like, to like know what it's like to function without the internet.
Are we going to like get back to dating? Because I think that's a funny topic, especially
topic. What just happened to your voice?
I don't know. I went like fucking Mark Wahlberg from The Departed. You a cop?
Wait, you're still talking like that though.
I have no idea what's going on. I think I'm talking normally now.
All right, now you're fine.
Yeah, but holy shit. The
Brit should become a stunt woman. Someone said.
we can't get too off topic with the live chat questions tonight, but
yeah.
Stunt woman, please. She complains she has a headache every day. She couldn't handle it.
No.
But like, let's rewind the clock a little bit. What was your dating experience like? Like, let's say through high school and then college.
I had a boyfriend freshman year of high school.
How did that happen?
What's funny is we went to the same summer camp in middle school, and everyone I was friends with, I told I liked him, and he was actually into this other girl at the time, but because I was a little younger than him, but he kind of like friend zoned me.
Damn.
But what was weird is like a year or two later, we reconnected and then we started talking and we dated.
But how did you reconnect? Was it through school?
Yeah. Like, okay. I think we saw each other in the hallway and stuff.
You're like, oh my God, you were in my summer camp.
Yeah.
You totally friend zoned me, you piece of shit.
I think that's what happened.
Damn.
Well, it was weird because the girl he liked was already like, and this is kind of weird, but was like in that puberty phase. Like, she had ata.
for those listening that don't know what ata are, can you explain?
So ata are the large lumps on your chest.
There we go.
That are known as breasts.
Oh man, your life's gonna be blowing up tonight.
But when I so at the time I was like still in that stage where like I wasn't fully developed, so I kind of looked like a little girl. I think I was in like sixth or seventh grade.
I thought you said you were a freshman.
No, when we dated, I was a freshman.
Oh.
Summer camp, I'm talking about.
Okay.
And we actually dated for a long time. I think it was like a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember junior year, I was single. Senior year, I was single. And then I was actually single until college again. Freshman year, I dated. Actually, no, freshman year, I did not date. I started dating my senior year of college to someone that was way older than me.
Way older? Define way
older. So when I was 21, he was like 26, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. He was my brother's age. And
that's right. You're like 4 years younger than your oldest brother.
Wait, you know what trips me up and, like, it's kind of scary? Is, like, I don't remember all the people I've dated. Like, when I think about the years.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, oh, my God. I feel like there's people I'm missing. That, like, you just, like,
that
I don't
just
remember.
Means they weren't worth remembering.
Well, they probably weren't that long if I don't remember.
I've had, like, a couple girlfriends here and there.
It was weird, though, because I dated so young. Like, I don't know. Like, most people don't date. Like, you would think I wouldn't want to be in a relationship that young.
High school was weird because I wasn't really self-confident. And, like, if a girl was like, I like you, I was like, do you mean as a friend? And then I was like, let's get dinner. And then it was like, what do we do from here? Do I hold your hand? Do we go to a movie? Like, I don't know what's up. Like, trying to fuck? I don't know. But I feel bad for people trying to date now, like, in 2021. Like, I feel like, and I could be wrong here, like, Gen Z, they really don't get the chance to really get to know somebody. It's like through artificial means, you know what I mean?
I mean, I can't relate because I don't know what it's like.
Well, neither can like, I.
I can't imagine what it's like to be Gen Z. I just can't.
Well, like, imagine spending your whole life, literally from the moment you're like 10 years old till now, with a smartphone.
Yeah, but you're telling me like they don't meet people in person at all.
I feel like they do, but I feel like our social skills, like as a humanity.
Yeah, I can't imagine what that's like because majority of our life we grew up without it. So we're somewhat functional.
Well, that's just it. It's like we know how to talk to people.
Yeah, like they probably don't know how to talk. You know what's weird? I've never actually had an interaction with a Gen Z person.
To everybody joining the Instagram live right now, I just want to say hi. Hello. Thank you for joining. Please feel free to contribute to the conversation. Right now, we're talking about dating. It's a interesting topic, especially now, seeing as Britt and I have been out of the dating game for
4 years.
Yep, 4 years. And it's just weird with the advent of technology and everything, how people like socialize these days. It's crazy. Like, how do you live your life glued to your smartphone or your device? Like, I feel like they lack the ability to disconnect, but I also feel like they lack the ability to adequately communicate.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, I mean, everyone always says I'm on my phone a lot. So, like,
with all due respect, you are on your phone a lot. But you use it as an escape from real life.
Isn't that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, but now I feel like real life for Gen Z is the phone.
Yeah, like I like Instagram to escape from everything else. Like it's like a, it's fun. Like it's a downtime thing for me.
For sure. And like for me, it's, I don't know. I've never been much of a phone person. And it's like, it's weird to have it an active part of my life. Like right now I'm using it for Instagram Live for this podcast, but I think it gives a certain element to it. Like it serves a purpose.
But you know what's weird, like with our generation too, is like even though social media kind of came out late for us, like I wonder what like made me, like for some reason I was like I jumped onto the bandwagon so fast, like, but some people it just didn't click with them. Like I don't know, like social media I always enjoyed that kind of stuff.
I can't, me personally, I can't keep up with it. Like, you see, Instagram right now is my favorite platform, and I rarely post. If I'm lucky, maybe one post a month, if that.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just not some people's thing.
Well, it's like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but like for me, it's, I don't get anything out of it from posting. Like I want people to engage and do things like and interact, but I feel like no one's social. Like, cool, you liked my photo, you liked my video, but let's talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
I don't have enough. I mean, granted, who am I? I'm pretty much a nobody.
It's all about building the following.
That's what, yeah, it's but about building the following.
Let's be real. It's a lot of work and no one wants to do it.
You raise a very good point. But at the same time, like going back to the central topic here of dating, what does it say when you're buried in your phone 24/7?
That no one around you is worth talking to.
All right. So I had a comment come in from my live from a friend of mine from Flemington. Her name's Julie. She asked, she says, imagine trying to date as a single mother in today's day and age.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's tough. I don't know. Like, see, if that was me, I would go to the gym.
Well, Julie does go to the gym and she's in ridiculous shape. And I'm pretty sure she can lift more than me if she wanted to.
Yeah, so she should have no problem meeting someone at the gym.
That is true. But, like, I don't want to snowball into a gym topic, but...
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. How often, like, are people there to find somebody? Like, it's a golden rule. You're not supposed to
meet people at the gym. I mean, I feel like every man breathes and lives to go there to meet somebody.
No, all the little fucking 18-year-olds do that.
Or anyone under your age.
well, my age? What am I, geriatric now?
No, I mean people in their early 20s, you know.
Yeah, well, if you're there for that, you're there for the wrong reasons. And I'll leave it at that.
I know, but I feel like a lot of guys do that.
Well, a lot of guys can, you know.
A lot of girls do that too. Some people aren't really into working out. They just want to go to meet somebody or a social club.
But like, who goes to the gym to meet somebody?
I don't know. Well, I mean, where else are you going to meet them? Like, the gym's actually a good place because you're both into fitness. Like, if you meet them at a bar, you don't know if they're a drug addict or an alcoholic. Like, at least at the gym, like, you know they work out. They're sober talking to you, first of all.
As far as you know.
Yeah, I mean, they could be drunk or on something, but... Someone said dating sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not a problem for us. We ain't dating.
I feel like if I didn't find you, though, like, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Well, imagine these people trying to schedule dates in quarantine.
Someone said, do you have merchandise? I do have merchandise on my Triple B Creative page. So if you guys aren't following my design page, I do have it over there. So, yeah.
Yeah, for anyone listening to the podcast right now that doesn't know, Brittany is also a very talented graphic designer, and she independently runs her own business where she does commissioned pieces, but also sells original designs on various types of merchandise, whether it be like blankets, shirts, mugs, you name it.
Yeah, I do all that good stuff. But yeah, I mean, I don't talk about it too much just because I don't have the time to do it as much as I would like to. But, you know, once I get more time, which I feel like won't happen ever, but once I do get more time, I'd like to make more designs and be able to sell stuff to people.
And that's a pretty awesome segue. Do we want to talk about making time for the things you want to do?
Yeah. Like, it's just like a 9-to-5 takes up so much time out of your day. Like, I wish they would make it more, like, convenient to get things done.
Well, at least in my case now, where most of the work is digital, I find that the 9-to-5 doesn't exist anymore. It's now a round-the-clock thing because, and this is, shame on me for this, but, like, I'm glued to my laptop all the time. And it's hard for me to disconnect and not do work-related things. I think lately, though, I've been doing a better job with, like, the work-life balance.
Well, I think this podcast is good for you in order to, like, vent other than the gym, like, after work or doing anything work-related.
Yeah, no, this podcast is extremely cathartic, and I want it to be a distraction from the everyday life.
Yeah, which is what it's good for, to be able to vent and communicate and connect with people.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
And... like, there's people out there that have it way harder than me. Like, Julie just, you know, messaged in the chat right now. She does most of her work, her best work, from 5 to 7 a.m.
Wow.
I'm not even getting out of bed at that time.
You know what sucks? I feel like 5 to 7 a.m., I'm literally cooking breakfast for that long. Like,
but that's just it, you know? Like,
I feel like I could do things so much faster. Like, my time... it's all about time management, and that's something I struggle with.
People that tune into the podcast, they're probably like, they're like, oh my God, Nick, all he does is bitch and complain about his life. And it's like, I'm not bitching and complaining. It's just, this is my way of striking up a conversation. But I know there's people that are way more hardcore than me out there. Like, look at Julie. She's waking up doing her thing. That's 5 the thing. To 7
there's
in the
time. You can make time for things, but like... yeah, it's hard. Like, you either have to lack sleep, sleep is something I can't not have.
The issue lies in prioritization. It's what do you want to be a priority in your life?
No, I don't think it's that. Well,
I certainly do.
Yeah, but, okay, so the thing is, it's hard to prioritize multiple things that you enjoy.
That's the whole point of prioritizing. Which one... like, in an order.
No, I know, but okay, so gym comes first, obviously.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you work 9-to-5, when can you squeeze
so
in?
So, my 9-to-5 job comes first. That's what pays the bills. I don't get paid going to the gym.
No, that's what I mean, idiot.
you literally said the opposite.
No, like I'm talking about in terms of interests prioritization.
Okay.
Like side hustles, things that you want to do.
Let's prioritize interests then. For me, it's working out for sure. Number two, very high on the list, making you happy.
I'm very uncomfortable because someone just said I have the best breasts.
Who said it?
I don't know, some random person.
Who said it?
Nation Elsa.
Sounds like a burner account, but if you want to slide in over to my chat, we can have a nice little conversation.
Yeah, they're Nick's, property of Nick.
Yeah.
But maybe I should wear a hoodie every podcast. Yeah, now I know why I do that.
Either way, you know, like the audacity of some people, and I shouldn't get mad about it, but it is what it is. Going back now, prioritizing.
Yeah.
There's things I really want this podcast to, I don't want to use the term take off, but I want it to be a more robust experience all around. And it is hard to find the time when other things like work takes up a huge chunk of my time because it has to. That's what puts food on the table. That's what pays the bills here. But goddamn. And then the gym, you know, like I value my physical health.
Yeah, I mean, it just comes down to like I'm someone who needs like a full 8 hours
to sleep.
Like I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs that do multiple things, like they don't sleep. Like they literally don't sleep. If I have like caffeine or anything like to help me be awake, even though I didn't sleep, I still feel like total garbage. Like can't make it through the day. Like I will fall asleep at my desk. Like those are things that can't be happening. So it's like, where do you weigh it? Where it's like, you know, your real job that pays the bills, you got to be 100% at when you're going to be dead tired doing side things. I don't know.
So there's a quote from one of my favorite TV series.
And I even try to squeeze in a lot of entrepreneurial things after working or before working. And I just feel like the amount of time it takes to do those things, even when I take the time to do it.
I have to give you props here because I don't think I've seen anybody hustle as much as you do.
Yeah, like I come home from work and I'm on to the next like project that I want to do.
Yeah, right to the next thing.
Yeah. And like there's no relaxing for me. It's like I want to accomplish something.
That's commendable. It really is.
Like when I'm watching TV and relaxing, I feel like I'm wasting time that I could be doing something to better myself.
Right. And for me,
but like, sometimes I need days like where I should relax. Yeah, sometimes like a day, I do too much.
A day to veg out just to kind of reset your mind.
Like even tonight, like tonight's our day off from the gym. It's our only day off during the week besides like work and gym. And we're either doing the podcast or like now I'm editing a YouTube video. Like it never ends up being a full rest day, you know?
So Julie commented, and Julie, thank you so much for being an active participant in the live stream tonight. She says, happiness comes from within. Being by yourself can be the most pleasurable experience. And I 100% agree with that. And the reason why I agree with that is because when I'm alone, it becomes a self-development for me. Like I get to focus on things that will make me a better person. So if I'm not actually podcasting, like tonight, for example, I'm researching what can I do to expand, you know, how can I get the support I need, vice versa. And then I'm educating myself on like, okay, how can I get my deadlift better? You know, it's like, it might seem like such surface level things, but they make you a better person because those two things make me happy. And by making me happy, that does wonders for my mental health.
Exactly.
Also, one thing I want to give a shout out to, and I'm not getting paid to shout this out or anything. I just think it's an amazing service for people that might need it. Check out copenotes.com. So I'm going to call him a friend. A friend of mine is the CEO and founder of this business. He has a wonderful service where I call it digital mental health, where you subscribe or you can give a subscription to somebody and you receive mental health tips like throughout the day in the form of texts. And they're totally randomized, but they're based on, you know, just overall doing wonders for you if you're stressed out and doing things. And any chance I can get to plug his business, I will. So, Johnny, chances of you listening to this episode are slim to none. But thank you for everything you're doing, man. I appreciate it. All right. What's got you smiling over there?
I'm just laughing.
At what?
Nothing.
Don't lie to me. You're live right now. You can't lie to me. Silence tells all.
I was laughing.
At what?
I had a text message.
Listen, if you're going to do the podcast, I need you to be a participant, okay?
Okay.
So texting can be put on the back burner. Tyler, in the live chat, suggests reading The Daily Stoic. He says it's a great self-help and understanding stoicism and the art of letting things go. Tyler, I'm going to check out that book. I haven't read it. One for you that I have is called Letting Go of the Person You Used to Be. I have a copy if you want to read it, like a hard copy. And it teaches you to let things go and ultimately not let things mess with your mental so much. Because I would say one of the biggest things that everybody, and I mean everybody, has to deal with is loss. People die. Loved ones die. And it's hard to move on past that sometimes. But the only way you can move past it is if you, not necessarily will yourself to move past it, but if you train yourself to move past it, like, I don't know. Maybe this is a topic.
Live again.
That's fine. Maybe this is a topic for another day, but dealing with loss is...
Wait, should I go live again?
It's hard.
Or should I just leave it? It went off.
Go ahead, go live. Someone says, unknown S4U1 says, I still can't believe I found you through Among Us. Dude, that game is fucking awesome. I haven't played since...
Wait, he found you through Among Us?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. For anyone that plays Among Us, my name on there is Chief Beef.
Like Chief Keef?
Yeah, but Chief Beef because I'm thick AF. Best game ever. Anyways, what was I talking about? Dealing with loss?
Yep.
Oh, man. A friend of mine from Hillsboro just joined the live chat, Brandon Landvit. Him and I go way back. And Brandon, if you're going to hang out and live stream for a while, I'd love to see you comment. Holy shit, man. The stories we can tell. Julie wants to talk about loss and grief. That's tough.
You know, I've been like dreading that. I think about it a lot and, I've never really lost, like I've lost grandparents, but I've never really lost someone like very close to me. And that really scares me.
Why does it scare you?
Not being able to talk to them every day when you're used to talking to them every day.
Yeah.
That scares me.
But how did you move past it?
I never had to. Like, I never had lost someone that I talked to every day.
So for me, like, you know, I used to live with my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lost my grandfather on my father's side, I talked to him every day.
It's that void that scares me.
Yeah, I would still pop in his old room and ask him what he needs from the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh.
It's just that feeling of them not being there anymore.
Yeah.
That's the worst part.
It's almost like, you know what phantom limb syndrome is?
You can't talk to them. Like, there's no way to connect. It's just awful.
It's tough.
Like, they're just gone.
They might be gone, but, like, I know this is going to sound super cliche. they might be gone, but they're not forgotten. You know, like that's the only way you're going, in my opinion, that you're going to move past that grief
stage. Yeah, you have to remember the memories, but I think the thing that would help most people about grief is, like, what would help me move on is thinking about how happy they would be to see you happy and moving on. They wouldn't want you to keep dwelling on them.
Right. In my opinion, like, anyone that I've ever lost, it's, I mean, at least from a family perspective, like, I could talk about losing friends and other things, but we'll get into that in a minute. But losing, like, a family member, for me, it's about making them proud. It's like, what am I doing at this very moment, and would they be proud of me?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the most difficult things to deal with, in my opinion.
Guys who just joined?
Is trying to soldier through and just kind of...
I feel like no one's ever prepared for it, and no one knows how to handle it.
So,
and everyone grieves in their own way.
Right.
The thing that sucks is I know someone like me, if that happens to me, like, I'm just going to shut down.
Yeah, but you can't.
I know, and that's the hardest part, is being able to get past that mental and physical hurdle.
You are well within your means to, you know, grieve how you see fit, but you can't stay stuck on it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And I think the hardest thing, too, is since, like, we're talking about talking to that person every day, when you don't have that, like, you're just going to keep being reminded of being sad. So it's like, how do you get past that? When you're like, oh, I just want to tell this person this, and they're not there, you know?
They might not be there, but, you know, they live on through you.
Yeah.
And that's something that I keep to myself. Like, if someone's, you know, let's say absent from life at this point, what would I do that would make them smile, would make them laugh?
You know? Yeah, I think the easiest way to move on is to just know that they would want you to be happy. I think that would make it better.
So I got a couple of comments in my live right now, and thank you guys so much for engaging. Julie says she also wants to discuss the loss of freedom, security, and belonging. We'll get to that. Tyler, shout out to Tyler, who was episode 10's guest of honor, says, I think the loss of a beloved friend can be really painful too, not even speaking from a death standpoint. Tyler, I agree.
Damn.
Yeah. And Dylan said, people that pass live through the eyes of those who knew them well. Dylan, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, those are some good
words.
They
live through you. Going back to Tyler's point, like, even severing ties with people that you were really close with.
Yeah, it's a loss.
It's still a loss.
Anything that's, like, a change, I feel like, is a loss. Like, and that might not make sense the way that it sounds, but, like, things change, and that's kind of, like, drastic.
Yeah, people change as they get older, and, yeah. You know, you might have been close when you were younger, but you drift apart when you're older.
Yeah, and it's like...
It happens. I'm sure it's happened to everybody.
It's the same thing with grief. It's like, you move on, but you're always going to remember those things that kind of, like, make you sad that, like, it's not there anymore.
For sure.
But that's just life. It's weird. It's just like these struggles that are going to be there, but you just keep going, you know?
Well, it's just all about dealing with, you know, remembering the good times. And that's why I'm such a big proponent of trying to reconnect with people that maybe shouldn't have drifted from your life.
Who, me?
Not you.
No, I mean, like, I thought you were telling me to connect with people.
No, I'm saying in general, like, I reach out to people I haven't spoken to in 10 years.
You know what's worse? It's like, why won't they reach out, though?
They might not. You know what? Listen, I'm willing to be the bigger man and reach out.
No. My motto is, if they wanted you in your life, they would make it happen. That might be cold, but I think that's the way it is.
Tyler says it's human nature to fear the unknown, which is why when you're young and uncertain of life and your relationships, you feel the most lost and helpless. Tyler, I respectfully disagree here.
Wait, when we were young, didn't we feel the best?
Yeah, when I was young, I didn't feel lost and hopeless. I feel like
until you...
I had the whole world in front of me. You know, I couldn't wait to see the next day. I couldn't wait to wake up the next morning. Now, I feel like it's a lot harder now.
I feel like before you, like, have your first, like, you know, loss of something or relationship, like, you didn't feel like you were happy until those points. Like, until you actually experience, like, real life things that change your mindset or...
Like, to Tyler's point, as a kid, I wasn't worried about losing anything. I had everything to gain. And it's just... Like, when you get older and, like, you feel the sting of loss for the first time, whether it be a friendship, relationship, a loved one that passed away, it's, I hate to use this term, but it hits different, you know?
Yucky was in my life.
Oh, he was? Oh, damn it. Yucky, come back. Dylan, in the live, my live chat, says, communication is bi-directional, and he says, reciprocation is a different matter. Dylan, I'm not sure what you mean by that, so please...
Wait, what did he say?
He said communication is bi-directional, which means it goes two ways. Goes both ways.
Yeah, but if someone's never hitting you up, who says that you're the first one to do it?
Well, if two magnets are opposing forces, one of them has to turn to a different force in order to attract the other.
I just think that...
I hope that made sense, but...
It has to feel worth it, though, to reach out. Like, honestly, and this is going to sound bad, like, any pre-relationship that I've had with someone, I don't feel the need to reach out to them again.
And listen, you're well within your right to feel that way. I'm different in that regard where
I feel like it depends on, like, the terms that it ended. Like, if someone... If it didn't end badly, then what's, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, like I drifted apart from people, you know, like after high school, didn't talk all throughout college and the years after. I reached back out and, you know, just to see how they were doing. I've been met with, oh my God, it's so good to hear from you. And I've also been met with, hey, fuck you.
Someone said, I feel like anything that rents space in your head is something that needs to be confronted, is humbling. But to be the one who reaches out, but the reward of peace of mind is worth it.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, if it's bothering you, like...
Here's the thing with you, though. It doesn't bother you that you don't have to reach out.
No. And that's always been something weird with me. Like, I'm content. Just, like, I don't know.
You're a lot like my older brother, Mike, in that regard.
Is that a good thing?
No, it's just the way, like, you guys are...
Like, I feel like I have so many interests and things that I want to do. Like, I don't even have time to talk to people. Right. Like, I don't know.
And
I don't know if that's selfish or...
Listen, there's nothing wrong with being selfish because you're trying to improve yourself, and whether it be your financial standing or, you know, your mental or emotional standing, you're working on you, and there's nothing wrong with working on you. You know, whereas I differ.
It's just like, I don't even think about it. It's like, I work all day. Then I have, like, my side things that I want to work on, like...
Right.
I don't know.
You know what? Now that I read Dylan's comments again, I get it. So, Dylan, I 100% agree. And going back to what I was saying, I'm different from you. Like, the people that treated me right back in the day, you know, maybe I feel like I did them dirty by not keeping in touch. You know?
Yeah.
That's how I feel, and I feel like maybe I'm not making amends, but I want to make sure I want everyone that was good to me to be doing well.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel.
But sometimes I feel like inviting certain people back in might cause a problem.
For sure. It might. But
which is my fear.
The only way to know that is if they're invited back in. Make sense?
Well, hitting them up would be inviting them back in.
Yeah. And you'd be able to make that, you know, you'd be able to discern from there. Let's see. Tyler in the live chat says it's normal to limit interaction with people when you're in a period of growth like the two of us are. Tyler, that's exactly what Brits.
I mean, I feel like I've been in that for years.
Yeah. Listen, there's
but we're also at that age too, where it's like, I don't know, like
there's no timetable on personal growth, in my opinion.
Yeah,
you take as much time as you need to do the things that you feel you need to do and need to accomplish.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I don't talk to people because of that. I'm just saying, in terms of like, it's hard to explain. I don't know.
For me, I want to keep the people in my life that have, like, made me the person I am today. And, you know, there's friends I haven't spoken to since God knows how long. You know, if they would even call me a friend at this point is 100% up to them.
Yeah.
But I like keeping in touch with people because I want to see everyone succeed. And whether that's, you know, a fault of mine for having a big heart or not, I don't really care. You know, someone else's success isn't going to bother me.
Right.
So if we all make it, like, that's the bottom line. I hope we all make it. I hope we're all financially secure. I hope we're all living good lives, having lots of kids.
If you guys have any questions, drop them below.
That's it. Tyler says in the live chat, heart on your sleeve crew checking in. Tyler, I've been that way since I was a kid, and I see no reason to change. Like, look where it's got me. In my opinion, I'm winning in life. I got a great job. I got a great girlfriend.
You were going to say beautiful, but you didn't.
Yeah. I wanted to keep with the great theme. And it... For as many backfires as it had, it's been nothing but positive for me. And I think a lot of that attributes to maintaining a positive mindset towards life.
You do have a good positive mindset. Like sometimes you have to remind me to, you know, get out of that funk I'm in.
Like I tell myself every morning when I wake up, like.
Someone said, how long have you been involved with fitness? So,
I'll let you answer that first. I got two in my live that I want to get to.
I've pretty much been involved in fitness since like, 2010. No, maybe 2011. I started doing like at-home body stuff, and then it turned into more. Someone said. You don't necessarily have to involve them in on a permanent basis. You can invite them into a conversation in which you clean your slate or clean your state, then keep it moving. Reward no more free tenants.
I agree. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
In my experience, though, when I reach out to someone, they become stage five clinger. And I think that's what I've been like. That's what makes me not want
to
do it.
Yeah, but that's up to you to set the boundaries.
Yeah, but then once they keep texting you, then they're like, why aren't you, you know, it just gets on that level of like.
Well, you could just say, yo, like, I'm busy, chill out.
All right, anyway, next topic.
I want to get to a comment from Brandon Lanvit in my, shout out to Brandon Lanvit, by the way, dude. You, listen, we, oh man, I'd love to have you on one of these days if you have the time. But his question is, do you feel like separation from toxic people can be growth as well as healthy relationships?
Well, yeah. I mean, most people that I don't talk to, I felt were toxic.
Listen, Brandon, toxic people are like cancer.
Which Brandon said that?
Brandon Lanvit. Oh, okay. He's a friend of mine from my hometown of Hillsboro. He's one of the most real dudes I know. And he's been helping me like box when I was at going to that boxing gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's all around like he's a class act from a person perspective, and I appreciate him. So he corrected himself here. He said separation from healthy relationships. Brandon, I'm going to answer to this from my perspective here. I feel like if you need to work on yourself from a personal standpoint, you need to work on yourself. You can't invest your time in other people, whether it be a healthy relationship or a toxic one. Like, if you need to work on yourself, it, like, for that period of personal growth, take the time, man. You know, if it's a healthy relationship, it'll fall back into your life, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's just my two cents, brother. Great question, though. And Dylan says, positive except for that deadlift fail. And then he said, JK, Dylan, how much are you pulling these days? That's what I thought. Damn, Brandon, that's a great question. But, you know, I'm going to double back to your question here. Define a healthy relationship for me. Like, because, you know, people can be in your life for, and they can help you, but you have to be willing to accept their help. Ugh.
Depends, like, I mean, on what basis?
100%. It's a case-by-case basis. But that was a great question. Like, that one's making me think.
If you guys have any questions, drop them below.
Holy shit, honey.
What?
Asif just joined the live.
Oh, man.
Asif, where have you been?
It's been a decade, bro.
Holy shit. Has it been the same without you?
If you guys have any questions, drop them below.
He said, Asif says, my boy got 10 years younger without the beard. Hey, Asif, fuck you.
When did he see you with the beard? He's been, like, gone.
He's been obviously been stalking the
Yeah, stalking the IG.
Okay, so Lanvit says, positive influence, supportive, friendly, all around wholesome. Listen, if is it worth cutting them out of your life? If they're a positive influence, man, keep them. But if you're not in a good place right now, it's your responsibility to tell them you're not in a good place, and the only thing they can do is help you.
I want to say something coming from someone like me who's been trying to build a business and trying to do my own thing. From my perspective, when you try to better yourself and are doing things, some people notice that. And a lot of the times we'll just spew negativity your way. And after witnessing that and doing that, I think you have to take time away from even people that might be close to you. Just because once you're doing something for yourself, some people will feel threatened by that.
There's that saying that people want to see you do well, yeah, but not better than them.
Right. So anytime you're doing something for yourself, I feel like there's always that one negative person around.
Real quick, I'm going to let you finish, but Asif says, me and you, Nikki, gym sesh next Friday or sometime next week, please. 100%, dude. Let's get it.
Been a minute.
All right. Take care, brother. He's about to go do cardio.
Anyways. It's just interesting to see. When you're not doing anything at all, that's when everyone's your best friend.
In my opinion, and at least in my experience, and again, this is just my perspective on the matter, so please take it as, you know, with a grain of salt. But if it helps you, the people, like, if you're doing something and they support you, they're good people to keep in your life.
Yeah, exactly. And those people are noticed.
Yeah, they're the people that they want you to do well. They want you to succeed. Those are the people that are really in it to win it. Like, you know, someone is a fair weather friend when you start doing something outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah, and there's no support.
And there's zero support. That's when you know it's like they weren't really down.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep.
And that it's a crazy experience for sure. Like, to experience that, like, you've experienced it firsthand.
Yeah.
Not going to name names, but you know what I mean.
I'm curious who you're referring to, but yeah. And, like, it's kind of a shame with that, too, because a lot of people won't step outside their comfort zone and do things they like because of that.
We're getting some good comments in the live stream tonight. Tyler says, the right people won't feel like it's a chore to keep you around in their life. They'll just be there always.
Yeah. Those 100% are the agree, people man. That truly support you and care about you, regardless of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are just good people. Like, yeah. If they, no matter what you're doing, they're just, they're there for you, not anything else.
I want the good people to succeed in life. And hopefully they want the same for me, for you, but the right people, the ones that you should keep in your life are the ones that are supporting you from the get-go. Like, I've had a bunch of people jump in on, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus here, but they were like, yo, this podcast is going to be something incredible. And then when it's not doing so well, they disappear. Like, those are the people you don't need in your life. You know, they want to ride coattails.
I got some good comments in the live chat.
Read them off.
Someone said, fuck the haters, Britt. You and Nick guys rule and kick ass.
Thank you.
Then someone said, I had to tell some of my closest family that I can't be around. Toxic energy will F up your whole program. I agree with that. In order for self-growth and self-love, sometimes you got to cut out people close to you.
Yeah, you do. You do. And you
haters hate, but they're watching your every move. That's when you know you're doing something right. Agreed.
I agree with every comment.
When you're trying to build a business or do anything for yourself, you just got to put that on the back burner.
Like, I appreciate the hustle. Like, I want people, like, you know, obviously I support you, but like, I see what goes into it. You know, I get the behind the curtain view. And mm-hmm. I think that's what a lot of people that maybe follow you on IG, that maybe tune in on YouTube, that's what they don't see. And like, I see the work that goes into it. And fuck yeah, you deserve every ounce of support. And I'm not saying that from like a, you know, a relationship standpoint. Like, if anybody, if any one of my friends, if I saw what they were doing, what you're doing, like, I'd have
it's just
to support
so
them.
Weird when people get like that, because, you know, anyone that I see doing something that's like a new business or like a new hobby that they've taken on, like, I'm like, fuck yeah, like, go Ooh. You. Like, I don't get people who get jealous and weird.
We got a barn burner of a question. All right, honey, you listening? Brandon Landvit in the live chat says, would you value someone supportive and encouraging, although they have a lack of understanding of your situation or you as a person, or would you value someone whom you can relate on a deeper level but is living their own life?
Thank you, Don. Thank you for tuning
Brandon,
in.
Brandon, first of all, thank you so much for the thought-provoking question. That's the type of shit I'm looking for on this podcast. Why can't more people post questions like that?
Hey, Josh, what's up?
Sporman?
No.
Aw.
That's the same one you said last week. Yeah. It's Josh DeFox.
Josh DeFox, what's up? Did you hear that question?
Yeah.
What do you think?
So that's an interesting question.
Let me get your thoughts.
Even
Tyler said that's a good question.
Damn, I feel like I'm on like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like where's the music, like
Brandon, I'm gonna give you my 2 cents first before Britt chimes in. Listen, if they're encouraging and supportive and they lack like an understanding of who you are as a person and what situation you may be in, they're still supporting you. They might not understand it, but
I feel like over time they'll understand it. Or if they're really invested in you, they'll learn to understand it.
100%. That's exactly what I was going to say. So over time, they would learn to understand it. Or if they're really invested in you, Brandon, as a person, they would take the time to understand it. And the person that can relate with you on a deeper level, but is living their own life, I mean, they're doing their own thing. There's no shame in that. You value both, but there's no reason. Like, that's like, it sounds like it's a great situation to have. And goddamn, like, I wish every podcast episode.
Yeah,
this
podcast was really good.
Yeah, everybody.
I'm glad about these topics.
In both Brittany's live chat as well as mine. Thank you, everybody, so much for participating. Please keep it coming. These are great.
That's actually a topic that I've always wanted to talk about, is like people that are trying to actively do something and how people hate on it. And some people that you thought supported you actually didn't end up supporting you.
Can I just say, like, there's a meeting of the minds going on in my live stream right now. So Tyler, my friend from moving here, who was also guest on episode 10. He's having back and forth with Brandon in the live chat, and it's just amazing. And oh my God, you guys would love each other. I'll set up a party. But they're both, you know, right on the money with what they're talking about. And again, Tyler, Brandon, I appreciate both of you for keeping this interesting and thought-provoking.
And another thought about what we were talking about, and what is sad and sucks for a lot of people, is the only thing holding you back is you're worried about what other people think.
100% agree. And you cannot be worried about what other people think.
And if there's something that you guys want to do or that you're afraid to do because of what other people are going to think, you got to do it now, because you're going to regret that later on.
For sure. And you
life
have
to is do, too short to not take those chances.
I think you have to do what makes you happy on a personal level. And if people like it and they'll get behind you, great. You know, come along for the ride. If they're, you know, if they don't want to support you, whether it's out of jealousy or just out of sheer negativity, like, what is that, psychological projection where they project their insecurities onto you?
Someone said, people really go out of their way to hate. Quite the compliment, if you ask me.
Yeah, you know what? People can go out of the way their hate, but like no out one, of their way
I
to
I feel
hate.
Like no one's directly hated on me, but I feel like the people that watch everything and don't compliment or like support
well, listen,
anything.
Not everyone owes you a compliment.
No, that's not what I'm saying though.
I just wanted to clear the air there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, why are you going to watch everything and not, I don't know where I'm going with this.
Well, either way, like, when it comes to people.
No, like, at least show some, if you're going to, like, just show some type of, you know, support.
Well, I also think there's a misconception between people that are haters and that people that are, you
just
know,
don't care.
Not people that don't care, but people that are critics that want to see you do well, but they just, you know, they're giving you their opinion.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like a perfect example, Justin, good friend Justin, he wants to see us succeed and everything, but he gives his view on the situation and it's greatly appreciated. It's not like you're wrong. Well, it's like, let's say you post an exercise and maybe you're doing something wrong. He'll call you out on it. You know, okay. And that's appreciated in my eyes. Other people will look at that like, oh, he's being nitpicky or a hater, but he's not.
I mean, it depends. I mean, that would be annoying. It's like unsolicited advice.
So I got a live chat comment from Kim. Kim says, I agree with Britt Broad's statement. If I would have listened to what other people think, I wouldn't have left Jersey. Well, Kim, we're still in Jersey.
Yeah, but she wanted to move, yeah. So, you know.
Well, Kim, it's good to hear from you. Let's see. Tyler in the live chat says, I think it's a very overlooked thing within relationships is allowing your partner to project on you without regards to you. And Brandon gave him a thumbs up. Yeah, man.
Someone said, we all respect the passion we all share.
Listen, Tyler can relate to what I'm saying here.
Wait, what does gatekeepers mean?
They're people that watch the door, the proverbial door.
What does that mean?
Well, whenever I hear the term gatekeeper, the first thing my mind immediately goes to is like fringe top 10 contenders in like combat sports. Oh, man, this live chat is bumping tonight. I'm so happy, like, people are actively engaging with the podcast tonight. This is, Tyler, I hate to say it, but I think this episode might top yours. Kim says, I wanted to move, and it's good to hear from you. I wanted to move and be out on my own, and still, till this day, it's hard to get my parents to see that. It's hard. It's hard to change people's perceptions of what, at the end of the day, and I tell Brittany this all the time, only you know what's best for you. And it's up to you to either convince people of that or, you know.
Oh, she said.
Make people understand.
She said gatekeepers is like they feel like they know all and they put you down if you're not in their level.
Hey, listen, I've encountered, in that case, I've encountered plenty of gatekeepers in my life.
Oh, is she talking about like the unsolicited gym advice that I was talking about?
I'm sure. But at the end of the day, it's a matter of perspective. And you know what's funny? Tyler and I were, and everybody within the gym group chat were talking about this today. 50 people can see the same exact episode of a TV show.
And have different thoughts.
There can all be different opinions.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just a matter of perspective, and that's the beauty of humanity.
But that's why you have to do what you want to do.
Exactly. And if people have the wrong perspective, you have two courses of action. You can either try and change your perspective, which in my opinion is a waste of time and a waste of energy, or you can carry on about your day. Don't sweat it.
Yeah. Very true.
Oh, we got Sean popping in the live chat. He says, Nick, I disappointed you. Wasn't feeling it. Only squatted, only 500 squat. Wait, for
can
two.
You ask him if he ever tried to charge day AF? I gave him a sample of charge day AF, and I want to see what he thinks.
Sean, Brittany gave you a sample of charge day AF by Steel Supplements. She wants to know if you tried it and if you liked it. Please comment in the live chat below.
He probably lost it.
Yeah, he probably didn't even take it.
Yeah, probably not. Because if he did, because we all know steel products are dope, he would have been like, oh my God, I had so the best workout ever.
I want to circle back to something that came up on I think it was our previous live chat. And we got on the topic of selling merchandise for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I want the majority of the proceeds to go to either a mental health foundation or some other cause. And I've been researching ways to kind of put that into effect. So I'll be doing bulk orders of t-shirts, and anybody that is a fan of the podcast wants to purchase one, please feel free to do so. I'm not pressuring anybody to do anything that they don't want to do. It's your money. I can't tell you how to spend it, but I would like to donate most of the money. The rest would be reinvested into podcast equipment so I can have more than one guest at a time. Sham got back to us in the live stream. He says, I didn't try it yet. I still got it, though.
Gotta try it.
Brittany says, you're fucking up, Sham. You would have hit 500.
Yeah, he definitely would have. What's your fave steel pre-workout, someone said. So, I am dropping a YouTube video very soon about my favorite steel products, and that's going to be included in it. So, I will link that soon in my story.
Can I just say, I'm like super happy with the way the live stream has been interacting with tonight's podcast.
Yeah. I think the more that we do this, the more people interact.
I got a chat from Austin from back home. He says, friendly reminder, don't forget to reach your macros today. Austin, consider this my macros. For those of you that don't have a visual, I held up my glass of whiskey to the camera.
Should I tag at Steel Supplements?
Go ahead, tag at Steel. Hopefully they join.
Because someone said which pre-workout to use.
Oh, man. Like, my head is... I don't know if it's because I'm drinking tonight or I don't know. Just the conversation tonight has been intellectually stimulating, and I feel
grateful
good
for you guys in the live chat and Nick's live chat.
Yes, thank you everybody that's joined so far.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, seriously. Brandon, if you're still in the live chat, hit me up. Let's schedule some time, man. Love to have you come on. You got an interesting story, and holy shit, it's been, I've known you for well over 10 years, so it's worth it. Anyways, how's your live chat going tonight?
I don't know. Everyone's asking me steel questions. They need to drop that YouTube video fast.
Yes, you do. And
is it too late tonight?
Yeah, it's too late tonight. Do we want to address any of the steel questions in your live stream?
I mean,
I
Someone just said, which pre-workout do you use and what's your favorite pre-workout? Should I answer that?
Go ahead, answer it.
So I use the Steel Standard Pre. That's been my favorite pre-workout. It's their regular bottle that just says PRE on it, pre. It's their...
Wonderful pre-workout, wonderful, splendid,
it's
terrific.
It's their more mild pre-workout, so it's not super high stim, but it's mid-stim. And I use the Flavor Peachy. That's my favorite. That's the one I use.
I've got a question from Brandon. It's a supplement related question. Mm-hmm. He says, how do you both feel about carnitine long term? Brandon, to be honest, I've never used carnitine. I hear it's...
What is that even in?
It's good for fat mobilization. And,
oh, is that in the fat burner?
Yeah. But it's in a lot of commercial fat burners. And Tyler also said injectable carnitine is great and it's way more bioavailable. But... at the end of the day, I try to limit my supplement usage personally.
Yeah, I feel like unless you really are looking to use it or need it.
I feel like if your diet is not dialed in, you won't see much.
Everything
of
has
the
to
effects.
Be perfect in order. Like,
yeah.
To put in perspective for you, I only took a fat burner when I was in like a deficit, which is when like you'll notice the changes.
Well, Brandon trains like an animal, so. Shout out to Brandon again.
But from now, I mean, like occasionally I'll take the Steel Shredded AF just like instead of like pre if I want to work out or I just in the mood to feel like that.
Well, there's different pathways fat burners work. So one of them is occupying the receptor in the brain that controls
hunger. Well, what's weird about the fat burner is I feel like every time I take it, it hits me differently.
What do you mean?
Like I'll feel different.
I'm sure. But,
like, it doesn't matter, like, what food I've had or, like, it'll just hit me differently mentally.
It depends. Like, some days you might feel really good. You get that dopamine effect or other days you might get the anxiety.
Yeah, I guess it depends, like, what mood you're in. That's with anything.
Also,
same with pre-workout, whatever mood you're in.
You're susceptible to fits of anxiety, so.
Yeah. And I talk about that in my YouTube video, how I do take the Shredded AF occasionally, but... the normal dose is 2 pills. I usually take 1 just because I get like I'm very prone to anxiety and it can be very strong. So I do recommend that people who take it only take like 1 pill to start out.
But going back to Brandon's point about how I feel about carnitine, unnecessary in my opinion. Like unless you're stepping on stage, it really won't make a difference.
Someone said, do you sponsor any other products other than Steel? Yes, I sponsor Violate the Dress Code, which is a female fitness clothing brand.
They also have a...
men's line called Valhalla.
Yeah. You can
get your moist
shirts.
I should post that link in the live chat.
You should.
But I don't have the link on hand.
Classic.
I mean, do you think if I type in Valhalla, they'll look it up?
Isn't it called Valhalla by Violate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just put that.
Like at?
I don't know, at. Just put Valhalla by Violate and tell them to Google it or something. Tyler mentioned that nootropics will really help with, like, in terms of dopamine levels, anxiety.
Oh, yeah. That's also why I like pre-workout because for whatever reason, the focus in it causes the like no anxiety, like even though it's a lot of caffeine, I won't get the anxiety because of the focus in it. That's why like anything that's like super caffeinated but without focus, I'll start getting really bad anxiety.
Tyler, there used to be a supplement back in my college days. It was called Da Vinci. It was a nootropic formula by Chaos and Pain Labs. I know, super cheesy name, but whatever. But that shit was amazing. It made you feel so euphoric throughout the day, but like alert.
I just love focus products. Like I should probably take Alpha GPC. That would probably make me feel a lot better.
I'm interested in trying out the Gorilla Mind products.
I remember I really loved the Ghost. The Ghost pre-workout had Alpha GPC in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nootropics are awesome. I would like to see more research come out of them.
I wonder why Steel doesn't use Alpha GPC. I'm sure they use something similar.
I'm sure they do. You just have to look at the ingredient label.
I mean, the Focused AF might have.
Might.
I don't take that too often.
I got to pick some up.
What, Focused?
Tyler said, dude, Gorilla Mind is on my list too.
Well, we're not sponsored by Gorilla Mind.
Brandon's in the live chat says, do you feel the effects of long-term nootropics? And is there any type of mental withdrawal after stopping usage?
Oh, my God.
Not to my experience. No, I feel the same, you know, long-term usage or not. And I've used some long-term. But I know people that use like high doses of Phenibut. Usually, like, when they come off, they feel weird.
I have a question about anabolic. So they said, what do you think about anabolic? Anabolic is probably on the top list of my favorite products. So I usually love taking anabolic, like, if you're going to have a high volume day. So if you're doing a lot of, like, reps, I notice, like, you won't get fatigued. Like, let's say you're doing sets of 10, you might be able to do sets of 15 to 20 with anabolic. And you're just going to feel really good and, like, energized. It's and the flavors are really good. So that's one of my favorite products. Like, you won't get fatigued by taking that.
Brandon, again, with another comment in the live chat, says, would you cycle the nootropic? To my knowledge, I don't think you need to. I'm going to let some of the more experienced supplement folk, hopefully Tyler can comment in the live chat for you, Brandon. But he's more well-versed in the topic than I am. But I see no benefits of nootropics because most of the ones that are sold over-the-counter usually use naturally occurring ingredients. So nothing that could seriously damage you or develop any dependency issues, in my opinion. Great question, though. See, I knew we'd come back to workout-related stuff. But super underrated supplement, in my opinion, is vitamin D3.
Yes. I've been taking vitamin D3 religiously, and I feel such a difference. Just like all, I'm someone who gets winter depression, and when I take D3, it's like I feel like it's always summer.
Yeah, D3 does wonders for, like, replacing the...
the sun loss.
Not replacing it, but, like...
the feeling, yeah. Like, the mental aspect of not having the sun. I feel like it's mm-hmm. totally life-changing to take D3.
Yeah.
Also, another underrated supplement, well, I don't know if it's underrated, but B12, like, helps me drastically in terms of energy level. Like, I notice if I don't take B12 consistently, I'll be, like, tired.
So I'll just go into what I take on the daily for supplements just to kind of set the record straight for everybody listening. I take a multivitamin twice a day. I take D3 in the morning. I have protein powder as needed. And I usually go with a whey casein blend. This way it's, you know, 50-50.
I don't like the casein blend.
I know you don't, but I do. And I take zinc and magnesium before bed. That's it.
I should take you know, when I went to the doctor for headaches, they originally said magnesium was really good for that.
I don't know about you, but whenever I take melatonin, I can't sleep.
No. Melatonin usually works really good on me.
Yeah, you pass the fuck out whenever you have melatonin.
It's like a tranquilizer.
Yeah. No, whenever I have melatonin.
But the next day, I'm so groggy.
No, I don't even sleep. It's like,
yeah, it's weird. I think it's a mental thing then.
I've tried
it's like
it.
You know you took it so you don't feel tired.
Yeah, I've tried different multiple brands.
I notice I'm the most tired when I take melatonin, like if you don't think about it.
I'm sure, but for me it just, you know, I've tried it enough to the point where it's like, all right,
but you're also working from home, so I feel like you're not going to be as tired. Like, the days I'm the most tired are, like, the days I go in because I get up super early.
Tyler in the live chat says large doses of melatonin gives him arrhythmia.
Wow. I've never taken large doses, but...
I mean, I've taken a substantial
dose. Someone said, do you use whey? So, currently, I haven't been using whey protein. I use vegan protein. I'm not vegan, but the VegPro protein has just been agreeing with my stomach. The whey protein sometimes made me, like, I didn't digest it well, and I would kind of get an upset stomach. So, the VegPro helped with that.
I have to get her to talk in the mic, so I keep pointing
okay,
at
but
it.
It's annoying because I can't talk properly.
But just talk in the mic. You can do this.
You can also tell me not to talk in the mic and be annoying.
No, I could tell you to talk in the mic, because that's what you're supposed to do. Oh, my God. Anyways.
Thank you for ruining my sales again by telling me to talk into the mic.
How does that ruin your sales?
Because who's going to take me seriously when you're telling me to point at the fucking microphone?
They can't see me pointing at the microphone for you.
All right, I'm signing out.
Go ahead. Tyler in the live chat says some proteins are difficult to break down, but a pre and probiotic could aid.
Yes, there is a vegetarian protein. It's the VegPro.
Tyler, I agree. Britt does take a lot of probiotics and prebiotics, you know, a lot of times through the form of Greek yogurt.
What was he saying?
Tyler says that, you know, if proteins are difficult to break down in your stomach, it can help if you take a prebiotic and a probiotic, which I agree with. But a lot of those digestive enzymes, I'm sure you get through cultured, you know, Greek yogurt.
I think it's just whey.
Yeah, some people it just doesn't agree with them, whether it's...
Like, I took whey for years and it just never sat with me. I've tried multiple brands.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, to each their own.
I mean, I get a lot of probiotics through everything.
Yeah, you were taking probiotics for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I've never had an issue digesting any type of whey protein or casein protein, so I'd leave it at that. If it works, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Anyways, we got another comment from Tyler in the live chat. He says, honestly, one of the more surprising aspects of fitness and overall health really brought me back to gut health. There's a lot of mental health linked to gut health. Tyler, I agree, and that's why I ascribe or subscribe. I don't know which is the right term here, but to the vertical diet. So I try to eat foods that won't cause any bloating or gastrointestinal distress. And I think that really helps in terms of athletic performance as well as mental. So if you don't know anything about the vertical diet, check it out. It was made by Stan Efferding, and I see no problems from experimenting from it. It's just finding the right balance of macronutrients has been right now the hardest part for me. But when I go to the gym, I don't feel any gastro distress, and I think that's been a huge benefit. But on that note, I think it's safe to say we can end tonight's episode. So this has been A Proper Dose with Nick Santora. Again, live stream on Instagram. Thank you so much for being active participants in tonight's show. And I look forward to speaking with you all next week. Take care.